God, you who sent Jesus, who longs to gather us as a mother hen gathers her chicks under her strong wings, help us to find strength in your word this day. Amen. I have shelter. I have a place to call home. Though it may not be perfect, I live in a community in which I am very comfortable. When I'm hungry, food is always available. If I have need of medical treatment, my income from my employment and insurance coverage helps me pay for it. For these reasons and more, I am not a refugee. Unlike someone who is a true refugee, seldom have I had to fear losing the things in which I daily take refuge. Yet the words Jesus speaks in today's gospel tell me that I and all people, regardless of economic status, ethnicity, religion, safety, and security, are in need of refuge. So let's take a closer look at today's gospel to see how it spells things out for us. In last week's gospel reading, we recall the time preceding the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. Jesus was led out into the desert for 40 days and nights and was tempted by his adversary and accuser, the devil. Upon his return, he began his ministry of teaching, casting out demons, and healing throughout the region of Galilee. In chapter 9 of Luke's gospel, we are told that Jesus set his face to go to Jerusalem. Yet here we are in chapter 13, and he is still not yet in Jerusalem. He doesn't actually get to Jerusalem until chapter 19 of Luke. So chronologically, by chapter, he's not even halfway there yet. So while still in Galilee, in the midst of one of his teaching times, he is approached by some of the Pharisees and encouraged to get out of Dodge, Dodge being Galilee, because Herod wants to kill him. Jesus doesn't take kindly to fearmongers, whether well-intentioned or not, attempting to change his agenda. He is strong, as advised by the psalmist in today's psalmody, and he stands firm, as the Apostle Paul encourages us to do in his letter to the Philippians. Jesus gives the Pharisees a message for Herod that such a threat is not going to deter him from doing those things he has been sent to do, namely casting out demons and curing people. The implication is that he will join previous prophets who have made their last stand in Jerusalem once he arrives. Until then, he has no time or need to entertain threats from Herod. He then launches into a public lament for Jerusalem. He laments that it has been a city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. But most of all, he laments that its inhabitants have resisted his desire to get her chicks under her wings to protect them from wily foxes and other dangers. It has been a failure of will on their part in spite of his will and compassion. The fact that Jesus expresses lament shows us that it's okay to pause at times in order to lament. We have had much happen in our world in the last couple of weeks, leading us to lament. Just a week ago, we learned of the crash of the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft in Ethiopia, in which all 157 passengers and crew members died. This past Friday, youth throughout the globe demonstrated to lament the lack of action of adults to address the perils of climate change. Also on Friday, the world lamented the news of a white supremacist attack on two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, killing 50 people and injuring 50 more. In our own nation, severe weather has resulted in tornadoes and a bomb cyclone taking lives and causing much damage and subsequent flooding. Most likely, some of you who are here today are lamenting other events or tragedies in your own lives and through your connections with others. Because of all those things in our world which we lament, all those things which threaten our own existence and the existence of our world, all those things which have gone awry in complex and perplexing ways, we are vulnerable. Whether we come from and exist in a world of privilege, or whether we are lost, forsaken, poor, or homeless, we share the same human vulnerability. We are vulnerable to being scattered by the very real threats and fears in our world today. Such things can turn us into chickens, making us fearful and sending us fleeing to places where we seek refuge in things which lead only to death and destruction. In the midst of resulting sorrow, shock, and despair, the good news we hear today is that Jesus is filled with compassion. Through Jesus's lament for us and those around us, through the gifts of grace, God calls us to a place of refuge and togetherness, where we can resist those things which scatter us. The challenge is that we find ourselves in this place of refuge in close proximity to sibling chicks. While it might indeed be soft, warm, and safe under our mother hen's wings, it is a place that we share. Sharing isn't something we master at the ages of 4 and 5, 10 and 11, 36 and 37, or 79 and 78, but it is one of those things that we continually work on. If we wish to stay packed together under holy wings, it requires learning to get along, to accept one another, and work together. It means learning to live together when we like different kinds of means, acknowledging that we worship the same God, a God who loves us all, and something as arbitrary as the time of day can't divide us. It means learning to live together when we have opposing worldviews and our political affiliations are very different. We may even have competing economic interests as well as vastly different perspectives and interests in everyday things. In response to this challenge of togetherness, we still pray for God to gather us in like a mother hen and recall the plea made by Marty Haugen in his hymn of that title. May God gather us all, the lost and forsaken, the blind and the lame, the rich and the haughty, the proud and the strong. May God give us a heart so meek and so lowly, and give us courage to enter the song. Thus may our song this day be joined to Mary's song as we stand firm and confident in that which provides true refuge. May we partner with God in God's mission to provide refuge, to bless, to free, to cast down the mighty, to lift up the lowly, and turn the world around. A world in which there is much to lament, but also a world in which there is much to rejoice. May God make it so. Amen.